The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Secret Christians, go to vumradio.net.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to The Don Crow Show, Thursday edition. Always great to have you with us. In fact, I've often told you it's no fun when you're not here, so glad you're on board. President Trump, who seems to have a special talent for stirring the political pot here in Washington and, for that matter, around the world from time to time, both among members of Congress and various pundits and media types, he's done it again and again and again. Recent tweet about the Gang of Four that's come to be known as the Squad in the currently Democrat-held Congress. For example, at his Make America Great campaign last night in Greenville, North Carolina, he once again went after the representatives, Ilhan Omar, of Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, doubling down on his Twitter comments by again saying, "Let them leave. They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this, how to do that. You know what? If they don't love it, tell him to leave it." Well, joining me with his own take on the controversy, syndicated columnist and author Cal Thomas. As a matter of fact, Cal's column this week in the Washington Times reminds us that the whole idea and even the phrase America, love it or leave it, didn't originate with the Donald, but in fact it's been around for a while. Cal, welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Don. Good to be with you again.
Give us a little history here. This goes back further than some may want to realize. When the disgruntled, have been complaining through the years, we've had a way of saying, hey, if you don't like it, take a hike, right?
Right. Well, this goes back, as I wrote in my column, at least to the Joe McCarthy era, this idea that, if you don't like America, you ought to leave it. And that's certainly a legitimate sentiment. I think a guy named Ken Hamblin some years ago, who was an African-American and a talk show host and an author, wrote a book called Pick a Better Country. And his whole point was, if you really hate America, why would you want to stay here? Go to another country that you like more. I know what the president's doing here. It's not a secret. He's doing something that no Republican has done within recent memory, maybe ever. He is creating an image of the Democrat Party that most people, I think, will reject. That they are anti-American, and in the case of all of them, anti-Israel. Two of them want to go to Israel to promote the BDS movement, and I'm hoping that Prime Minister Netanyahu won't let them in, because clearly they're going to align with the Palestinians who want to destroy Israel and take it over. I wish he wouldn't use some of this language that he used last night at the rally. He took the Lord's name in vain twice, which is really unnecessary. I mean, even unbelievers don't have to do that, and they don't in their political speech. But I think I do understand what he's trying to do, and it may work. The Democrats have done it for years. You may remember the Time magazine cover some years ago that featured a picture of the Grinch, and the headline was "The Gingrich That Stole Christmas."
Yeah, that's right.
They tried to demonize Newt Gingrich. They tried to demonize even Bob Dole, World War II hero. So they always do this, but this is the first time that I can remember that a Republican has actually tried to do the same thing to them.
Well, I think you've already probably in part answered my next question. That is how you think the president's remarks are playing out with mainstream America versus, you know, the outraged Democrats and maybe more than a few Republicans. In other words, who's apt to benefit or be damaged by this politically in 2020?
Well, as I wrote in my column, I mean, if you stage a fight with somebody rather than debate the issue, all you prove is who is the better fighter. You don't really advance the issue. And the president has a lot of positive things that he could be promoting. The left has nothing. And I think he takes away from focusing on what the socialist Democrat left has done in the past and want to do in the future when he engages in personal attacks. It's not necessary. He ought to be getting people up on stage, minorities and other people who say, you know, I didn't have a job during the last administration, and now I have one, and thank you for what you've done on the economy, President Trump. And maybe he could get some minority kids and their parents up there and who managed to have the benefit of school choice as they do in Florida and some other places. And Trump could blast the Democrats for basically standing in the schoolhouse door, keeping African American children in some of these failed public schools. So there's a way to win the argument, and I think that's what conservatives need to focus on.
And especially now, I wouldn't have thought it would come in my lifetime, perhaps you either, that we're now really seriously considering embracing socialism, and it seems to me that's an area that ought to be addressed from the bully pulpit as to the profound differences between that ideology and the trail of death it's left around the world for years versus what we have already in hand here in America.
Well, you're right, Don, and there are a number of factors that have gone into this. We've had at least two generations now without the draft. A whole group of young people have never really contributed anything to their country in terms of the military or public service or anything else. And they have, by pronouncements of the progressive left, the secular left in America, and too many college professors, inculcated with this what I call an entitlement mentality and envy and greed. They have promoted for years this notion of a big wealth gap. Well, there are always people making more money than me, but I don't care. I live in a land of opportunity. As long as I have the desire and the drive and the talent, I should be able to make as much money as I'm able to, consistent with all of these other factors. But now the attitude is, well, you make more than I do, so you owe me something. And I think we ought to be promoting success and discouraging failure. And instead, we're subsidizing failure and demonizing success. Look at all the Democrat candidates. All of them want to raise taxes. All of them want to break up corporations. I never known a poor person to hire anybody. The corporations are the one who do it. And then they want to give free medical care. Bernie Sanders, I think it was today or yesterday, was saying, oh, the cost of doing nothing will be greater than Medicare for all. Well, anybody with any experience on government health care, whether it be in Canada or over in the UK, knows that it may be fine for small things, but there are waiting lists on which some people die waiting for major surgery, or it's not as good as the private doctors, and they come to America instead where they can get their surgery. So you've got this whole two generations now that know nothing about sacrifice and investing in the country, much less study the Great Depression or World War II.
One more quick question. Has Nancy Pelosi already lost control of the House, she and the establishment Democrats? And if they did, can they recover it?
I don't think she's lost control, but she's facing something that she hasn't faced in a long time, and that's a rebellion within her own party. Now, Republicans have had the same thing under John Boehner and Paul Ryan, the Tea Party, the wing of their party that actually wanted to get something done and encourage Republicans to live up to their principles. Imagine that. So she's encountering this for the first time in her party, and she's in a lose-lose situation. If she embraces the squad, as we call them now, these four, she's going to identify her party with them and their extremism. But if she rejects them, she's going to alienate an awful lot of people who she needs to vote for the party in the congressional and presidential election next year. So as a conservative, I believe it's an ideal position.
Let's talk soon again, my friend. I got that. She's doing the Lord's work.
There you go. Or somebody's.
Somebody's. Thanks, Cal. We'll talk again.
Bye, Don.
All right. Cal Thomas, Great commentator. You know that. He's one of the legendary commentators and journalists in this country, syndicated, probably one of the most syndicated through the years. And you can find his columns every week at the Washington Times at their website, WashingtonTimes.com. His own column is CalThomas.com. And his latest book, just a couple of years old now, out of 2 or 3 years ago, What Works? Common Sense Solutions for a Stronger America. Still very much available and well worth your getting a copy and reading. Stay with us. We have more here on The Don Kroah Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. They listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. According to a report at Stream.org, Pew Report shows religious restrictions increasing markedly over a 10-year span. That, according to Pew Research, reporting out on it on Monday, annually tracking year-to-year changes in religious freedom around the world. And this year's report covers changes between 07 and 2017. And, of course, top of the list, persecution of Christians. But also Muslims are being persecuted, among other religious groups. But all of that to say that there's such violence and such anger and such hatred of one toward another. Our Lord Jesus warned us that in the last days it would be like this. Wars, rumors of wars, and all the rest of it. But instead of just analyzing it, and there's the place for that, and studying it, and there's the place for that, the real issue is, what are we going to do about it? And there is where much of the world is totally nonplussed. They have no idea what to do. Syrian war, example, ongoing now, what, 8 or more years? And some saying if you just get rid of Assad and his ilk, things might settle down. Well, in the meantime, whether that's so or not, or whether it happens, it hasn't happened yet. And in the meantime, as we've been telling you, millions of people are suffering just from that war alone. Upwards of 2 million have been driven out of their homes. And this impresses me so much to realize that one day you and your family, perhaps just like we would try to imagine it here, you're at home, you've had a comfortable life, you're living in the home that perhaps in some cases it's generationally been a home of families, drive nice cars, have nice clothes, have good food, modern conveniences. Someone begins pounding at your door. And when you go there, they have a gun in your face or an AK-47, and they tell you that you have 15 minutes to leave. You say, Don, you're exaggerating. No, no. In fact, I'm not even adequate. I'm not even really capable of telling the story even as well as Tom Adama did when he was here last week, who's one of the founders of Heart for Lebanon. And he's told us this has happened over and over and over and over again, with millions of people, upwards of 2 million now, being driven into Lebanon due to the war in Syria and just trying to survive. One day wealthy, one day comfortable, one day all the modern amenities of life that you and I might enjoy here, the next day absolute impoverishment. Everything gone except the very clothing on their backs. And that's why we have been so honored to team up with Heart for Lebanon and say, look, we can't fix the whole world. We can't go stop the Syrian war. We can't return all those people back to their homes. But we can, in the name and love of the Lord Jesus Christ, step right into their pain and their circumstance in a very powerful way with a few dollars. And that's why we've been telling you, look, you can make a difference. As a matter of fact, I want to thank Alan in Culpeper, Virginia, giving a $116 gift in our between yesterday and today in our campaign. And what's that do? That provides food, essentials for survival, and a Christian education for a family of six people in Lebanon through Heart for Lebanon for an entire four-month period. Think if somebody would take care of your needs for the next 4 months. Now, your needs and mine are far more, complex and sophisticated than theirs. Theirs are survival needs. But Heart for Lebanon has been raised of God to help people. And here's the point I wanted to make as we come to this part of the program today. We were told, even pre-campaign in our conference call with Jack and with his staff, Jack Hibbard and his staff, getting ready for this campaign, that there is a extremely high rate of conversions to Christ from these or by these Muslim refugees. High rate of conversion from Islam to Christianity because of the upheaval of their lives. And as Tom Adams said when he sat right across from me here last week, God never wastes a crisis. I love that positive twist on that phrase. God never wastes a crisis. He uses that to open hearts to the gospel. But I tell you what, we know, theoretically at least, you can talk about God's love all you want. But unless and until we can do something to manifest that love, James and John both wrote on these matters. How can you tell someone you love them when you are looking right in their face and you see a great need and you can do something about it? That's a principle. That's part of it. You can do something about it, but you say to them, oh, be warmed and be fed, let them go on their way, and you've done nothing. And that kind of, well, we have a saying for that. Talk is cheap, right? And James said, you say you have faith. I'm telling you, show me your faith by your works. Show me that you really believe what you say you believe by doing something tangible. And as a matter of fact, there are three principles. Perhaps you caught them last week. Perhaps you've known them before. But both of these men talked about three steps that really are very effective. And I think any church, any individual can take these as ways of reaching into a heart, reaching into a community, reaching into a person's life and bringing change, bringing them to faith in Christ. Number one, they talk about transactional. Number two, relational. Number three, transformational. The transaction is when they take that beleaguered and broken family into their camp and they begin to give them good, hot, nutritious food, which they probably have not had since they left Syria. You begin to give them essential for survival, shelter, a place to sleep, clothing, and so forth. And then over the months, you begin to build a relationship with them. That's the relational part. As you teach them the Word of God, you introduce them to who Jesus Christ is, and you begin to actually help them understand that the greatest friend they'll ever have in the world is a man named Jesus. That's transactional. We establish the transaction. Secondly, we develop the relation. And third, transformation occurs. And that's why Jack was saying last week, and others have said, the high rate of conversions from Islam to Christianity is very significant for these refugees. And I think on its face, we understand why. So what we're doing is asking you to help us get this campaign wrapped up. Now, our goal is 102 families. Now, these families are groups of families of six that we're talking about. It's pretty amazing itself that you can feed a family of six for $29 a month and also provide their essentials for survival and a Christian education. I mean, come on. Less than $30. That's less than 98 cents a day. You can't get a good cup of coffee for a dollar anymore, right? It takes two or three or four or five, depending on the junk you put in it. You get my point. For such a modest amount, you and I can really minister to people through the wonderful work of Heart for Lebanon. And so what we're saying is if you can help us, our goal is to take care of 102 of those families. And so far, we are at 58.9% of goal. You have provided for 60 of those families already, and that just leaves us 42 more families to go. So I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind that there are 42 of you listening right now who could take care of that. There are 42 people who'd call and say, hey, Don, I can do a one-time $348 gift and get this thing up and over the top. Others could say, I can't do it all at once, but I could do $29 a month for 12 months. Comes out the same way. $348 is the operative figure to take care of a family for an entire year. But others of you say, look, I could do what Alan did from Culpeper. I can do 4 months. I can do 4 months. And what, if three of you do that, you've taken care of a family for a year, right? $116 each. So there's any number of ways to really get the job done. My goal, our goal here at WAVA with Heart for Lebanon is to get the job done. And in fact, to put it up, I would love to send them some extra so we can take care of a few more families. But our threshold goal is if we can just take care of 102 families in this campaign, we will have done what we agreed to do with Heart for Lebanon. And we can't do it without you. So, again, a huge thank you to all of you who've done something so far. I really mean that. We wouldn't be at 59% of goal now if you hadn't done something. And by the way, I do, again, want to give a shout-out thank you to all the folks at Passport Auto Group stores because they gave a very generous gift of $8,000 as a matching fund challenge, you may remember, up at the top of the campaign. So thanks to those folks as well. But right now, I would love to hear from you. We need to hear from you and help get this done. $116 provides 4 months of Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a family of six when you call 888-249-5222. And I need, otherwise, I need some combination of 42 people or 42 families to be taken care of. Each family can be taken care of with a one-time gift of $348 for a year. That'll do it. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Online at WAVA.com. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner or just enter the keyword heart. By the way, this hour in part is being brought to you and sponsored by Heart for Lebanon.
This is the entertainment answer. Disney's live-action Lion King looks to reign over the box office as we see another of these remakes hit the big screen. Now, it isn't the last one, but might be the most anticipated, and it does look fantastic, and diehard fans need to make sure they catch this on IMAX, or at least the biggest screen in their area. Now, for those still asking, why do we need these? There are still some other solid original choices at your Cineplex. Lion King rated PG and destined to top the box office this week and several more to come. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Very heavy on 395 northbound between the Pentagon through the 3rd Street Tunnel to New York Avenue. 3rd Street Tunnel southbound slow between D Street all the way to Edsel Road. George Washington Parkway southbound between the Memorial Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. You're jammed through there. Interloop very heavy from Leesburg Pike to the I-270 spur and jammed on and off across the top side of the Beltway on the Interloop between 270 and Ritchie Marlboro Road. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the Summer Blizzard Treat menu is here to be your next summer obsession with 7 flavors, including Sour Patch Kids. Only at your DQ. Happy tastes good. I'm Taylor Shea with traffic on WAVA.
Shower thunderstorm response this evening. For the rest of tonight, warm and very humid. Lows 72 to 77. Mostly Sunday, very hot and humid tomorrow. High 97. Real field temperature reaching 105. Hazy, very warm and muggy tomorrow night. Low just 81. Saturday and Sunday, Sunday to partly cloudy, very hot and humid. High Saturday 100. High Sunday 99. With the Yankee weather forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
It's an ancient part of the world. Scripture has addressed it in so many different ways all through the Old Testament, especially. We know Syria. It's a name you recognize immediately. Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon comes to mind. All those beautiful images of Scripture, and yet that beautiful part of the world and people who've been there, certainly Tom has been there and Jack's been there, and I mentioned earlier my own executive assistant and her family, they ministered there. They all say what a beautiful area it is physically and so forth, and yet now being ripped apart by what we call the Syrian war. And Tom, it's a war that's been going on much longer than people realize, and you say there's no soon end in sight right now.
Yeah, it's been going on 8 years, and I don't see any resolution in sight. You've got over 100 groups fighting each other. You've got two major powers in the Middle East fighting each other over Syria. You got the biblical revelation of building a crescent over Israel, and that's being done here. If they lose Syria, that crescent goes away. A large part of it goes away. So you have all these things fighting for that one piece of property. And you have Satan fighting for it, and you have Jesus fighting for it. And that's where we come in, because we think we know that we're on the winning team. We've already won. But the people that we're ministering to don't know that yet. So think of this. If you're a 7, 8, 9-year-old, every 7, 8-year-old that you know of has a dream, something they want to do, something they want to accomplish, and they've been shattered. Dignity's been lost. Future has been, well, there's no hope. What would it look like if we could go in there, and we can, and provide for some physical needs, which helps us build trust and gives us a platform that we are representing Jesus well. You can't do one without the other, in my opinion. You have to do the humanitarian aid piece. We're not building dependency, because we've talked about it this hour. We're working with 2,000 families, average family of 6. 59% of them don't have a man in the house. It's women and children. Every one of those families is in desperate need of physical stuff, but also emotional and definitely spiritual. And so when we come in, we want to share with them that physical need, but we want to sit down and talk to them and have a conversation about their emotional need. And eventually they'll say to us, so why are you doing all this? You've never asked me for anything. The reason we're doing it is because we're driven by the compassionate heart of Jesus Christ to see your life changed, because he's changed my heart. And as soon as you say that, Don, they would say, who's Jesus? Glad you asked, because he's a personal friend of mine. In fact, I have a relationship with him. Is it a religion? No. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. It's all about it. In fact, I'll tell you an interesting story. At least I find it fascinating, because this lady would come to our Hope educational program every morning, wait outside the gate. And finally, our director came out after the second day and said, ma'am, your daughter's in school. She's fine. She'll get out at 2:30 this afternoon. You don't have to stand here. You can go home. she wouldn't leave. She did this day after day. Every day he'd come out. Every day she'd say the same thing. Every day he'd come out. A month later, she finally said to him, I expect my daughter to be thrown out, because in Syria she was so mean and so mad. And every day she wouldn't last an hour in school. And she's been there a whole month. I can't believe it. So I had the privilege of being in her tent. And she asked me, she said, they call me Uncle Tom for some strange reason. And she says, Uncle Tom, I don't know what you did to my daughter, because I expected her to be thrown out. And that's been over 2 months now, and she hasn't been thrown out. In fact, she's happy. She wants to go to school. She wants to learn. She wants to be part of Hope on Wheels. She wants to do all this stuff. I don't know what you did to my daughter. And without even thinking, her daughter said, Mom, I know. It's Jesus. He changed me. And Mom looked at me and said, Tom, Uncle Tom, can you go get Jesus and bring him here? I'd like to meet him. I said, he's right here, ma'am. He's right here. And that day I had the opportunity to lead that lady to faith in Jesus Christ. A little child will lead him. It's the value of a child. And that's why we put so much emphasis on reaching these children with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Doesn't happen, though, without your help today, folks. It does not happen without your help. You know, Heart for Lebanon is a nonprofit organization, a ministry that is dependent on people to not only pray for us, but also to give. And it's really simple to do this today. Phone call at 888-249-5222. That phone call will take you less than 4 minutes. 888-249-5222. I can't think of a better thing to do stuck in traffic on the Beltway, right? 888-249-5222. Or if you'd rather give online, maybe you're still at work, stuck there, and you think, I don't have time to make a phone call. You can do this in 90 seconds. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner at wava.com. Every $29 a month helps provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival. And what it does is really provide the life change that Tom talked about. Make the call right now.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks erased early modest losses to finish marginally higher. The Dow Industrials today edged up 3 points. The Nasdaq Composite rose 22, and the S&P 500 added 10. A big decliner, Netflix. Shares skidded 10.25% after the video streaming giant late yesterday reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings, but said its global net subscriber additions totaled just 2.7 million in the period, well below the 5 million the company had been expecting. In the U.S., it actually had a net loss of 100,000 subscribers. After deciding last week to scrap plans for an initial public offering of its Asian business, Anheuser-Busch InBev is apparently considering selling off business units in South Korea, Australia, and Central America. The Wall Street Journal says the Bud Light brewer thinks it can raise at least $10 billion by selling off some assets. Insiders also say the company is considering cutting its dividend again. Oil futures tumbled today, August crude down 2.6% on the day. That's Your Money Now.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip.
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Sir. Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939,000, and we ended up getting $970,000. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee Lebanon, but for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was wintertime, it was raining. His shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you know, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and they want to wear it, and finally his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was bleeding and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the Hope Center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with the difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister will come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he cut a electric wire, and he kept on hitting them, so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
Well, Mahmoud now is a totally different person. Mahmoud knew how much we loved him. He knew this place is like his home and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. This door will be always open for you. So he believed in that and he kept on coming. Every morning he'll come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We pray together, we talk. And Mahmoud now, he became a volunteer. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to children that are in our centers.
Your monthly investment of just $29 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to refugees just like Manny and his family. Every month, you can sustain hope by helping us to provide Christian education, food, and survival essentials for hurting refugees. Your gift today changes lives.
I've never thought I would be able to come to Lebanon and learn violin. I thank the Lord for that.
The number to call is 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at wava.com. You know, Don, I had the privilege of being in that Hope Center, in that school with Denise and Manny. I actually recorded him playing the violin on my phone that day. Just an amazing story of what God has done in this little boy's life, taking someone who was so angry and then really transforming him. But I said to Denise that day, Don, I said, you know, I think I get this. I get it, right? You change a child, you can change a family. And she said, oh, Jack, it's way bigger than that. She said, you change a child, you can change his family. You change that family, you can change an entire community. You change the community, you can change a country. You change a country, you can change the world. And I went, okay, I get it. And we can change the world today, folks. I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. You know, Tom said it earlier, what, 5, 15 kids, whatever, recklessly sprayed some graffiti on a wall, and Assad went crazy, and Syria's never been the same. And that country, folks, all you have to do is Google this. That country is rubble right now. You know, we talked a lot about the misnomer of whether the Syrian war is over or it isn't. I can tell you it's not. There was still violence even last night that didn't make our news. But the point of the matter is that doesn't really matter. It's the effects of what has already happened in these 8 years. The effects are what Heartful Lebanon is dealing with every day. You know, 5 million people have been forced to flee the country of Lebanon. 500,000 people are dead. 2 million of these people are in Lebanon right now, living in absolutely desperate circumstances, looking for hope, the hope that can only be found in Jesus. And today, you may be the difference between them hearing about that hope or not. $29 a month will help provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for not one refugee child, not one refugee, but a family of six. That's just 98 cents a day. I have to wonder, Don, and I've been there to actually look at it, and I wish I could take an entire WAVA audience there with me. But I have to wonder if we walk down the street in the District of Columbia or somewhere in Virginia or Maryland tonight, and we saw a family of six sitting on the street, and you knew you could change their life for 98 cents a day, I wonder how many of us would walk the other way. You got an opportunity to do that right now. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, a one-time generous gift of $116 takes care of 4 months. $348 takes care of this family for an entire year. Whatever God's telling you to do, make the call right now.
888-249-5222. Got it? 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Gofran and Khalid are refugee brothers, orphaned when their father was killed and their mother abandoned them during the Syrian war. Now, they live in a farmer's field in Lebanon with little to look forward to. But every other week, when Heart for Lebanon's Hope on Wheels educational fun truck shows up, they're on the front row singing worship songs and reciting Bible verses. In the middle of despair, Gofran and Khalid are finding hope in Jesus. Just $116 will help bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to boys like this and their family for 4 months. $348 takes care of them for an entire year. That's $29 a month or just 98 cents a day. Call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. Help a desperate refugee family now. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com or call 888-249-5222.
Some of you may have noticed that the WAVA FM signal has been very weak at times recently, especially in the middays. This is due to work on our tower that will be taking place through about July 8th. When the work is done, we'll be returning to full strength. In the meantime, if you lose the WAVA 105.1 FM broadcast signal, download our mobile app and listening on any mobile device or through Alexa. And thanks for listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Life-changing talk radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, welcomes The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young to its lineup weeknights at 10:30.
Jesus, crushed by our sin, lost the face of God. Why did he lose the face of God? He lost the face of God so when we all get to heaven, we can see the face of God.
The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, weeknights at 10:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
WAVA.
Hello. I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
I've been privileged to work with Heart for Lebanon and to go and visit and to see the work that they're doing on the ground with refugees in Lebanon. And I'm absolutely convinced that they're a strategic partner in the gospel and in opportunities to reach people that we've never dreamt of reaching before. They're an integral, beautiful, God-inspired, God-led movement. And I'm proud to be associated with them. I hope that you can see in your future a partnership with Heart for Lebanon.
That's author Danielle Strickland talking about her involvement with our ministry, Heart for Lebanon. We're very grateful for Danielle and for the opportunity to partner together. You can partner with her, with us right now at 888-249-5222. Every gift of $29 helps provide another month of Christian education, food, and survival essentials for a refugee family of six. 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com.
Tom, in this last couple of minutes, tell us about Wheels, Lebanon on Wheels, is it?
Hope on Wheels. Maybe it should be Lebanon on Wheels.
Hope on Wheels. We just have probably a minute or a minute and a half, but tell us what that's about.
Well, a couple of years ago, we had our education program we've been doing all along with our 300 kids in our educational program. But my wife and I were in a refugee tent settlement in the Bekaa Valley. And I came out of that, and Camille was there with us. And I looked at Camille, and I said, Camille, what are we going to do for all these kids? There's nothing here. There's no organized play. There's nothing. They're throwing rocks and just beating up on each other because there's absolutely nothing. And there's hundreds of kids in each one of these tent settlements, and we work in 17 of them. What are we going to do? We don't have room in our education. So we came up with what I call is the good humor truck. Best way to describe it is, remember when the Good Humor truck came to our town and rang the bell and all his kids go running out and we join the truck and have fun? Well, we come to the tent settlement and we ring the bell and we pull out the stage off the truck and we do sports and we use backyard Bible clubs and we use puppets and we teach health and hygiene training. We do character traits, leadership training, and blow-ups and a whole lot of fun with all these kids. Every month, over 1,300 kids every month are involved in Hope on Wheels. It's one of the most fabulous programs. A consistent basis going from camp to camp to camp. to reach young people to have fun, to reach them to have purpose, to reach them to dream, all because we reach them with the love of Jesus Christ.
Folks, it's a well-developed ministry, as you can hear if you've been listening over the last hour. And there's so much more we're going to be sharing as we continue this campaign. Bottom line is, what are you going to do about it? You know, I've often said it's one thing to feel badly. There's plenty of room in the Gospels for emotion. Jesus wept over the needs of Jerusalem. He wept at Lazarus' tomb. But if you just feel badly, you haven't changed anything. Let's translate that feelings into action. 888-249-5222. Online at WAVA.com. Thanks for doing something right now.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life change.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.